This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
What is the difference between a patent, a copyright, and a trademark? Let's start there.
Okay, so patent, copyrights, and trademarks are all intellectual property. And what intellectual property is, it's like something that you create with your mind, right? It's like a creative expression. And those different areas are areas that you could create, you could protect your creative expression, right? Mm-hmm. So a patent is a protection that you get for an invention. So if you have something that's new, that's innovative, that's going to change the way that people, you know, live and work, technology, those things are patentable and they're very technical, right? So you actually need to be a patent attorney to practice patent law. But those things are going to, patents are going to protect inventions. Copyrights are going to protect literary works. So certain things that you create, but it has to be expressed. So it can't be an idea. So intellectual property can't be an idea. You can't protect an idea.
Okay.
So you have to like express it. So if it's a writing, a story, you got to write it down. If it's a song, you have to write the lyrics, or you could record the music. If it's art, you got to draw, you know, it has to be drawn or whatever. It has to be expressed so somebody could perceive
That's for trademarks.
That's for copyright.
Copyright. And then trademarks?
And trademark is basically, it's going to bring somebody back to the source of a good or service, right? So it represents your business, your brand, and it's going to put the public on notice to know like where to go for that particular product or item. So there's two reasons. One, you want to protect your your work, right? So you create something, you have a business, you put all this sweat equity into it, and you have like goodwill. you know, as your brand grows, they expect a certain quality, a certain standard from your brand. So you want that to be protected so you can make money off of it. And then the government, the Copyright and Trademark Office, they want to make sure that if somebody gets hurt from your product or your service, that they know who to go to for that.
They come looking for you. So like the Fortnite, when they were trying to do the dance moves, that's a copyright issue, right?
Yes.
It's a copyright issue. Because I just want everybody to understand, because legal jargon can be a little confusing, right? And even for like, I'm in business and I'm kind of confused by like copyrights and trademarks. So, all right. So, well, the dance moves is a copyright because that's something that is like a physical thing that they made up.
Right. So they created it, and it's something like physical that they did. It's like a creative expression, like choreography, you know, dance moves. And there's going to be an issue even with that when they go to copyright those, because from what I understand, Alfonso Rivera, you know, the Carlton dance. He already got denied because they said it's only three moves. Like, it's not enough to be choreography. And I think that's gonna sort of change the way the law is, because like now everything is media. Everyone has a camera. Everyone's like creating dances, doing all this type of stuff. That has to be protected somehow.
Yeah. So like when Black Boy JB, he does that move and the kids just recreate it.
Right.
That's not really choreography is what they're saying.
Yeah. So that's going to be an issue. I think that's an issue that's up for discussion.
Yeah.
And then, all right. So then the trademark, like the Jordan logo, that's a trademark, right?
So in that case, they sued for copyright because the person who took it was a photographer. So photography, it's a picture. That's going to be something that's going to be copyrightable. Mm-hmm. So they're suing for the photo that Nike did, comparable photo, but also comes into question because now they use that as a logo, right? But he lost because they said it's really not the same, substantially the same. Yeah.
And it's interesting too,
They said that the tracksuit was the
the backdrop in the picture, the tracksuit, and the photos are slightly different. And it's interesting too because people were saying, well, you can't take credit for an image, but you actually can, though, because I remember when Cameron had the album. I don't know if you're a Cameron fan, but we're Cameron fans.
Okay. So then I'm a Cameron fan.
Yeah, of course.
He had an album called SDE a while ago, and the logo was the NBA logo, which is Jerry West.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of like the basketball, it actually had like a firearm in his hand. So long story short, the NBA wasn't too happy about that.
Right.
So they shut it down, and he couldn't use it.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to see that, you know, somebody can come up with an idea, but if they don't actually do the right legal steps somebody else can kind of take the idea and now they own it.
Right. And that's what's been happening for years. Like, people are ignorant to this type of protection that it exists.
Yeah.
They just create stuff, and people who know, they take it, and, you know, just like all of the artists that came, like, you know, in the 80s, 90s, 60s, like, they didn't know that they had an actual, you know, asset that someone else is making money off.
Yeah, and that's what we want to really, because especially in our community, like, we're very creative. We're creative people, but we don't always understand the business side of things and how to monetize it and the legal steps to take. So, like you said, I mean, we'll make it and create it, and then somebody else will take it.
Right.
And now they actually own it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, if somebody wants to actually go about setting it up, right? Like, what's the steps of legally copywriting something or trademarking, or if they don't know the difference, should they do it via a lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Can they do it themselves online? What's your advice?
Okay. So, well, one, I have to give a disclaimer. So for anybody who's listening, what I say is for information only. I'm not your lawyer unless you hire me, right? So just have to say that. But so if they want to, so the thing is, you should always hire a lawyer, because just with anything, like if there's somebody who's an expert in the field, you want to kind of rely on that person's expertise for nuances and things like that. But that being said, you can do it yourself. Like, for copyrights, you could go on copyright.gov, and they make it really easy for you. So they kind of lay out, what are you trying to copyright? Is it, you know, music? Is it a book or something? Mm-hmm. So they give you the options, and then you select, and they kind of walk you through the application process, and you could kind of click on stuff that will give you like explanations, like if you're confused as to what they're asking. So that's that with copyright. With trademark, it's a little bit more technical. So again, I do think you should get a lawyer, but their website has tons of videos on how to do it. It gets overwhelming, but if you feel like, you know, I want to protect my stuff and I just don't have the money to invest in an attorney, they have videos that you could look at. And it's also sort of like you could be walked through the process. But the search is a little more tricky because it's just so much to go through. And their website is not really set up to give you like comprehensive results. Yeah. Like you could type in Starbucks with two S's at the end and nothing will come up. You know what I mean? So, but if you put it, you know, exactly how it's spelled, of course, tons of stuff will come up. But, you know, so that's how you can see how it's not that, you know, it's not that easy for someone who is just a layperson to do it. But it's possible. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, speaking of trademarks, we actually behind the scenes were talking about a trademark case that people may be not familiar with, but it involves some like a high profile person, Jay-Z versus Iconics.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know who our Iconics brand is, they're actually the company he sold Rockaware to. You want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So Jay-Z sold his Rockaware brand, his clothing brand, to Iconics, right? And they're like a big clothing company. They own a bunch of different, you know, clothing lines. Mm-hmm. And so they ended up suing Jay-Z because he has Roc Nation. And they're like, well, you sold us this. You know, it had some value to it. And now you're still using it, essentially. Like, you're using Roc Nation. So, and that brand is already associated with you. So it's diminishing our value. And so they had a lawsuit, you know, and they were going back and forth. And they actually ended up in
arbitration. So the arbitration process is like the really crazy part of the story. Because during that process, he finds out that, hey, there's no diversity in the arbitrators.
Mm-hmm.
And he like files a suit for that and he wins.
Yes.
And you know.
Yeah. So, arbitration process is sort of like an outside of court process.
I was going to say, because people that might not know what arbitration is.
Yeah. So, in most contracts, especially like when it comes to business, there's going to be an arbitration clause. So, they don't want to have to go to court like the normal avenue, go to court and have a judge decide. They rather go to like basically like a boardroom and have someone who's an arbitrator sit and listen to everybody who's like specializes in that area or whatever. So the parties get to choose who that arbitrator is going to be.
Right.
Like they get a list, they get to vet and agree on who that person is going to be, or maybe a few people they'll choose.
Yeah.
And so what Jay-Z said is that, wait, there's nobody of color on this list. There was like, I think there were like two people.
Two out of 100.
Something like that. And so he was like, no, I'm not doing this. So he basically said, I'm not going to go forward with the arbitration, went to court.
Yeah.
And actually, before the judge made a decision, the company was like, you know what? We're going to make sure that we do right and go out and get more, you know, African-American and other people of color to be able to make these decisions.
So he's indirectly providing opportunities for people of color.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like he changed the game. Yeah. Like he does.
Exactly. On so many levels. Like every time we bring, it's like another way to change the game.
Jay to the rescue again. We've kept our streak of talking about Jay-Z
every single episode.
We've been consistent.
Mandatory.
Yeah. All right. Well, one other thing before we go to the next segment. Can you just briefly talk about licensing and what that entails?
So when you own these different types of intellectual property, patent, copyright, trademarks, the way that most people kind of really make money from them is that they license them to other people to use them. So as you build your brand kind of has clout, you know, like, for instance, who was it? Jeff Bezos just bought the Washington Post.
Yeah. Yep.
So we know newspapers are dying, right? So you can get news everywhere now. So, but that name has a certain amount of status. So like if something's in the Washington Post, you believe it, right? So that's what people, you know, once their brand creates value or has a value to it, you could license that to other people because like, say if they put out a story on the Washington Post, say it was a license and they licensed the name to him. He puts out a story, people are going to believe it. So that's why people want to license established brands. And so you can do it in terms of allowing them just to use it for a certain purpose or in a certain area or to do you know, in connection with something specific. So you could do it broad or narrow and you could get royalties from it or you could just charge a fee for it. And that's going to be through like a contract.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
C'est Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.